我从未见过那位电之父。
I have never seen the father of electricity.
在我出生之前
Before I was born.
51年他已辞世。
In 1971, he passed away.
他发明了电动机。
He invented the electric motor.
发明了发电机。
Invented the generator.
地球上每一座发电厂。
Every power plant on Earth.
每一个电灯开关。
Every light switch.
每一个手机充电器。
Every mobile charger.
每一台医院里的机器。皆运行于他所奠定的原理之上。
Every machine in every hospital runs on the principles he established.
维系生命的诸多装置。
The various devices that maintain life.
无不依赖他所发现的法则。
He relies on the laws he has discovered.
然而。
However.
他却不安。
He was uneasy.
数学不同。
Mathematics is different.
微积分。
Calculus.
不懂三角学。
Don't know trigonometry.
甚至连稍复杂一些的代数运算。
Even relatively simple algebraic operations.
也难以胜任。历史上最伟大的数学。
It is also difficult to handle the most important mathematical.
物理学家之一。
A physicist.
麦克斯韦。审视此人的工作后
After Maxwell reviewed the person's work,
却断言他是一位造诣极高的数学家。
However, he asserted that he was a highly accomplished mathematician.
这如何可能？法拉第，一个出身伦敦贫民窟的装订学徒。
How could he have become a first-class scholar from a poor London slum?
爱因斯坦在书房的墙上悬挂着三幅肖像，牛顿。
Einstein hung three portraits on the wall of his study, Newton.
麦克斯韦以及法拉第，他不是教授。
Maxwell and Faraday were not professors.
不是剑桥出身。
Not from Cambridge.
不过是一个几乎未受正规教育的少年。
However, he was just a boy with little formal education.
却创造了至今仍在使用的术语，电极。阴极、阳极、离子。
However, it created terms that are still in use today, such as anode, cathode, and ion.
并且，他对自然的洞见竟深于那些曾怀疑他的数学家。
And his insights into nature were even deeper than those of mathematicians who had doubted him.
这正是我想向你讲述的故事。
This is exactly the story I wanted to tell you.
法拉第生于1791年。
Faraday was born in 1791.
出生地是伦敦近郊。
Born in the suburbs of London.
一个名为纽因顿巴茨的小村庄。
A small village called Newton Bart.
他的父亲詹姆斯是一名铁匠。
His father, James, was a blacksmith.
却并不成功
But it was not successful.
且常年抱病几乎无力养家
And he has been suffering from a chronic illness for years, making him almost unable to support himself.
家中共有四个孩子终年饥徒法拉第后来回忆自己曾分的一整条面包
The family had four children, and the middle child, Faraday, later recalled that he had once divided a whole loaf of bread.
却必须支撑整整一周。
However, it must be supported for a full week.
这面包要横跨白昼与黑夜。
This bread must cross the day and night.
被一点点分食殆尽。
Consumed little by little.
这并非抽象意义上的贫困。
This is not abstract poverty.
而是一个孩子夜夜饥饿入眠。
And a child sleeps hungry every night.
心中惶然。
Suddenly realized.
明日是否仍有食物。
Will there be food tomorrow?
他的教育几近于无。
His education was almost non-existent.
仅在一所普通日校学会了读写与最基本的算术。
Only after attending a regular elementary school, I learned to read, write, and perform basic arithmetic.
仅此而已。
That's all.
这便是法拉第此生所接受的全部正规教育。
This is all the formal education Faraday received in his life.
13岁时
At the age of 13,
他不得不开始工作。
He had to start working.
他成为书商乔治·雷鲍的跑腿学徒。
He became a running apprentice to book merchant George Leopard.
一年后
One year later,
雷鲍将他正式收为装订学徒，而命运
Lei Bao formally adopted him as a binding apprentice.
正是在此发生转折。
This is where the turning point occurred.
因为法拉第不仅装订书籍
Because Faraday not only bound books.
他还阅读他们。
He read them.
凡是进入这家作坊的书籍
Any book that enters this workshop.
皆被他如饥似渴地吞读。
All of them were devouring it greedily.
白日装订书页
Binding pages in the daytime.
夜晚则伏案阅读自己亲手装订之书
At night, he would sit at his desk and read the books he had personally bound.
其中一本深深攫住了他的想象力
One of them deeply stimulated his imagination.
大英百科全书
A comprehensive encyclopedia.
尤其是其中关于店的条目
Especially the entries about the store
他无法停止思考
He couldn't stop thinking
他开始在作坊后室进行实验
He began to conduct experiments in the workshop
用一切能够搜罗到的材料
All the materials he could gather
拼凑出简陋的电学装置
Assemble a crude electrical device
一个装订学徒
A bookbinding apprentice
在堆满废料的后屋中自学科学
Self-taught science in a workshop full of junk
这本不该奏效
This shouldn't work
19世纪的英国科学界本质上是绅士的俱乐部
In the 19th century, the British scientific community was essentially a gentleman's club
你需要财富、人脉
You need wealth and connections.
大学学历，法拉第一无所有。
Bachelor's degree, no property.
但他拥有另一种东西。
But he had another thing.
一种独特的看见的方式。
A unique way of seeing.
1812年。
In 1812.
20岁的法拉第迎来了奇迹。
At the age of 20, Faraday experienced a miracle.
一位顾客威廉·丹斯赠予他入场券。
A customer, William Dans, gifted him a ticket.
使他得以聆听皇家研究院中汉·弗里戴维的讲座。
This allowed him to listen to the lectures given by the Royal Academy's Humphrey Davy.
戴维是当时英国最负盛名的科学家。
David was the most famous scientist in Britain at that time.
才华横溢
Talented.
风度翩翩
Elegant.
声名显赫
Famous.
他发现的化学元素之多
He discovered the vast number of chemical elements.
冠绝当世对一个出身贫民窟的学徒而言
For a young apprentice from a poor background,
这无异于获得觐见神明的机会。
This is like having the opportunity to meet with the gods.
法拉第一共听了四场讲座。
Ferrari listened to four lectures.
做下极为详尽的笔记。
Take very detailed notes.
随后
Subsequently,
他完成了一件非凡之举。
He accomplished an extraordinary feat.
他将这些笔记装订成册。300页精致的手写文字与插图。
He bound these notes into a book with 300 pages of exquisite handwritten text and illustrations.
并附上一封求职信寄给戴维。
And also include a cover letter addressed to David.
请求进入科学界工作。
Request to enter the scientific field.
试想。
Imagine.
一个装订学徒写信给英国最著名的科学家说
A bookbinding apprentice wrote a letter to the most famous scientist in Britain.
我想成为像您一样的人。
I want to be like you.
大多数人会将此信弃之。
Most people will dismiss this letter.
如毕宁，戴维没有，他被打动了。
If David didn't get moved by him.
他告诉法拉第要耐心等待机会。
He told Faraday to be patient and wait for an opportunity.
数月之后
After several months,
机会出现了。戴维
Opportunity has appeared, David.
在一次实验爆炸中受伤
Injured in an experiment explosion.
三氯化氮在他面前爆炸
Nitrogen trichloride exploded in front of him.
使他暂时失明
Make him temporarily blind.
他需要一名记录员。
He needs a clerk.
他想起了那个装订学徒。
He remembered the apprenticeship.
法拉第因此得到了工作。
Therefore, Faraday succeeded.
1813年3月。
In March 1813.
迈克尔·法拉第以实验室助理的身份走进皇家研究院。
Michael Faraday entered the Royal Institution as a laboratory assistant.
他21岁。
He is 21 years old.
周星一几尼。
Giuzzini, Ginny.
并配有阁楼仪式与照明用的蜡烛。
Also includes a loft for the ceremony and a candle for lighting.
他已脱离装订作坊。
He has left the binding workshop.
进入科学世界。
Enter the world of science.
同时也进入了汉弗里·戴维的世界。
Also entered the world of Humphrey Davy.
而戴维即将成为他的拯救者。
And David is about to become his savior.
也将成为他的折磨者。
Will also be his tormentor.
童年晚些时候。
Later in childhood.
戴维写法拉第游历欧洲。
David writes about his journey through Europe.
拜访大陆上最杰出的科学家
Visit the most outstanding scientists in mainland China
意大利的福达巴黎的安培
And Paris, France
对一个从未离开伦敦的青年而言
For a young man who has never left London
这是远超想象的教育
This is far beyond imagination Okay
然而问题也随之而来
However, problems also arose.
戴维的妻子拒绝将法拉第视为平等之人。
David's wife refused to treat Faraday as an equal.
在他眼中
From his perspective,
他不过是仆役。
He was just a servant.
是下层阶级。
For lower class,
不配与众人同席进餐。
Not worthy of sitting and eating with others.
只能在马车外随行，整整十八个月。
Only allowed to accompany for a total of 18 months outside the carriage.
法拉第忍受着这种屈辱。
Faraday endured this humiliation.
他数次几近放弃。
He almost gave up several times.
却最终坚持。
But ultimately he persevered.
因为他深知。
Because he knew.
这是他唯一的机会。返回伦敦后
This is his only chance to return to London.
法拉第全身心投入研究。
Faraday was completely absorbed in his research.
他涉猎广泛，化学。
He has a broad range of knowledge in chemistry.
冶金。
Metallurgy.
光学玻璃。
Optical glass.
他发现了苯。发明了苯生灯的早期形式。
He discovered the early prototypes of the invention of the light bulb.
然而
However,
他真正的热情始终在于电。1821年
His true passion has always been for the electric car.
法拉第做出了首次重大的电学。
Faraday made the first major electrical discovery.
发现
Discovery.
他证明
He proved
通电导线可以绕磁体持续旋转。
A wire can be wound around a magnet and continuously rotated by electricity.
这是人类历史上第一台电动机，装置极为简单。
This is the first electric motor device in human history, which is very simple.
一根导线。
A wire.
一块磁铁，一支电池。
A magnet and a battery.
然而
However,
其原理却具有革命性。
Its principle is revolutionary.
人类首次将电能转化为连续的机械运动。
Humans were the first to convert electrical energy into continuous mechanical motion.
法拉第迅速发表了成果。
Faraday quickly published his results.
而随之而来的却是灾难。
And with it came disaster.
因为他未能充分致谢他人的工作。
Because he didn't fully acknowledge the contributions of others.
其中包括戴维曾与友人威廉·华莱士坦恩讨论过的一些构想，指控。
This includes some ideas and accusations that David had discussed with his friend William Wallace.
迅速出现，剽窃。
Rapidly appear plagiarism.
盗用思想。
Plagiarism.
而最响亮的指责竟来自汉弗里·戴维，那个曾给予他机会的人。
The most damning criticism actually came from Humphrey Davy, who had once given him an opportunity.
如今却在公开场合攻击他。
Now he is attacking in public.
啊，可以想象那种感受。
He can imagine that feeling.
将你从装订生涯中拯救出来。
Saved you from the binding life.
你最为敬仰的人。
The person you admire most.
当众反戈相向
to turn against each other publicly,
指你为窃贼，法拉第深受打击。
I am deeply saddened by the theft of Faraday's property.
他致信华莱士坦恩，竭力澄清名誉。
He was confident that Wallace Tannen would clear his name.
我急切希望摆脱那些毫无根据的指控。
I am eager to dispel those baseless accusations.
坦恩私下表示
Cain privately said,
并未被冒犯
not offended,
却从未公开为他辩护
However, he never publicly defended him.
而戴维的攻击仍在继续
And David's attack continued.
当法拉第被提名加入英国皇家学会
When Faraday was nominated to join the Royal Society,
这是英国科学家所能获得的最高荣誉。
This is the highest honor that British scientists can receive.
戴维却予以反对。
David objected.
作为学会会长，
As the president of the club,
他试图阻止自己的门生当选。
He tried to prevent his students from being elected.
最终投票几乎一致支持法拉第，只有一票反对。
The final vote almost unanimously supported Faraday with only one dissenting vote.
所有人都知道那是谁。
Everyone knows who it is.
戴维为何反目？历史记录暗示嫉妒。
Why did David have a conflict with the historical records that suggest jealousy?
正是戴维发现了法拉第。
It was David who discovered Faraday.
将这个无名之辈从装订作坊中带入科学殿堂。
Bring this unknown person from the bookbinding workshop into the scientific hall.
但他从未预料这名学徒竟会成长为自己的对手。
But he never expected that the apprentice would grow into his rival.
如今学生有可能超越老师。
Nowadays, students have the potential to surpass teachers.
而戴维无法承受这一点。
David couldn't bear it.
尽管遭到反对。
Despite opposition.
法拉第仍以近乎全票的支持当选。
Faraday had almost won the election with near universal support.
然而。
However.
他们之间的关系已再无可能修复。
Their relationship is beyond repair.
在接下来的数年里
In the coming years,
法拉第刻意回避电磁学研究。
Faraday deliberately avoided studying electromagnetism.
他转而投身于其他课题。
He turned to other projects.
光学玻璃。
Optical glass.
钢铁合金。
Steel alloy.
灯塔改良。
Lighthouse improvement.
他在等待。1829年。
He was waiting for 1829.
汉弗里戴维去世。
Harry David dies.
法拉第重返电学领域。
Faraday returns to the field of electricity.
1831年。
1831.
他做出了改变世界的发现。
He made a discovery that changed the world.
此前多年，他一直在思考一个问题。
For years, he had been pondering the question.
人人皆知电。
Everyone knows electricity.
可以产生磁，电流。
Can generate magnetic current.
通过导线便会产生磁场。
Wires will generate magnetic fields.
那么反过来是否成立？磁能否产生电？
So, does the reverse also hold true? Can magnetic energy produce electricity?
其他科学家曾尝试而失败。
Other scientists have tried and failed.
法拉第采取了不同的方法。
Faraday took a different approach.
他将两组线圈缠绕在一枚铁环上。
He wrapped two sets of coils around a metal ring.
当他向其中一组线圈通入脉冲电流时，
When he fed a pulse current into one of the groups of coils,
另一组线圈中竟出现了瞬时电流。
In another group of coils, a transient appeared.
电流。
Current.
尽管两者并未相连。
Although they are not connected.
起初，他以为这是误差。
Initially, he thought it was an error.
这种效应只持续一瞬。
Your effect only lasts for a moment.
然而
However,
当它切断电流时
When it cuts off the current,
又出现了一个方向
Another direction has emerged.
相反的脉冲。法拉第意识到关键所在
Instead, Faraday realized the key.
并非电流本身产生了效应。
It is not the effect of the current itself.
而是变化，变化的磁场会产生电流。
Instead, changing magnetic fields generate current.
这就是电磁感应。
This is electromagnetic induction.
他反复验证。
He repeatedly verified.
将磁铁穿过导线。
Pass a magnet through a wire.
环，电流便产生。
A current loop is formed.
让导线相对静止的磁铁运动，电流同样产生。
When a magnet moves relative to a conductor, the conductor also generates a current.
只要存在变化
As long as there is change,
电便随之出现。
The transformer appeared.
这一原理构成了世上一切发电机、变压器与电厂的基础。
This principle forms the basis of all generators and transformers, as well as the foundation of electromagnetism.
你按下电灯开关，所用的是法拉第的。
You are using Faraday's.
发现，你为手机充电，所用的仍是法拉第的。
I found out that you're still using Faraday's charger for your phone.
发现，风力发电机旋转。核电站加热水以驱动涡轮皆源于此。
The wind turbine's rotation is related to the nuclear power plant's heating of water and the driving of the turbine. Okay.
现代文明的整个电力基础设施建立在他1831年那间实验室中的洞见之上。
The entire modern power infrastructure is based on the insights from his laboratory in 1831.
然而
However,
法拉第并未止步。
Faraday did not stop there.
他持续实验。
He continued to experiment.
持续发问。
Keep asking.
并逐渐看见了他人所未能看见之物。
And gradually, he began to see things that others couldn't.
当他凝视磁体时
When he stared at the magnet,
他所见并非一块具有某种神秘性质的金属。
What he saw was not a piece of metal with some mysterious properties.
而是无形的力线，自磁体向外辐射，充盈周围空间。
And his invisible force lines radiate outwards from the magnet, filling the surrounding space.
使其仿佛张满张力。
Make it taut.
他称之为力线。
He called it a line of demarcation.
我们今日称之为场。
Today, we call it a field.
这是一个革命性的观念。
This is a revolutionary idea.
却被当时大多数物理学家视为荒谬。
However, it was considered absurd by most physicists at the time.
自牛顿以来
Since Newton,
两百年间
Over 200 years,
人们坚信超距作用。
People believe in super large effects.
太阳跨越9300万英里的虚空。
The sun crossed the vast expanse of 93 million miles.
牵引地球一块磁铁。
Pull a magnet to the earth.
在此。
Here.
便能拉动彼处的铁块，中间空无一物。
You can easily pull out the iron block in the middle of the nose.
空间极为空。
The space is very small.
法拉第却说不
Can't pull it out, but I can say no.
他看见空间中充满了某种东西，无形的结构。
He saw that the space was filled with something, an invisible structure.
环绕、弯曲、流动，如水绕石。
Surrounded by winding, flowing like water around a stone.
将铁屑撒于磁体附近。
Scatter iron filings near a magnet.
观察它们排列成优美的曲线图案。
Observe them arranged in beautiful curves.
这些图案是真实的。
These patterns are real.
必有某种东西使其弯曲。
There must be something that makes it bend.
那某种东西法拉第称之为场，空间并非空无。
That's something Faraday called the field space is not empty.
而是被这些无形的力线所充盈。
Instead, they are filled with these invisible constitutions.
他的同僚对此深表怀疑。
His colleagues were deeply suspicious of him.
甚至敌视，场不可见。
Even if the field is invisible to the enemy.
不可触，空无的空间。
Unreachable empty space.
如何能够被某物填满
How to fill something.
然而
However,
法拉第信任
Faraday trust.
实验信任
Experiment trust.
亲眼所见
Witnessed firsthand.
那些图案是真实的
Those patterns are real.
力线是真实的
The line is real.
那里确有其物
There is indeed.
只是他无法以数学加以证明。
He couldn't prove it with mathematics.
因为他不具备那样的能力。
Because he doesn't have that ability.
他不懂三角学。
He doesn't understand trigonometry.
其代数能力亦仅限于最基本的运算。
Their algebraic skills are limited to the most basic operations.
于是故事走向了最后的转折。
Then the story took a final turn.
一位年轻的苏格兰物理学家麦克斯韦读到了法拉第的论文。
A young Scottish physicist Maxwell read Faraday's paper.
并从中看见了非凡之处。
And I saw something extraordinary.
法拉第的立线并非神秘主义。
Faraday's constitution is not mysticism.
而是一种全新的现实观。
And it is a brand new perspective on reality.
麦克斯韦意识到
Maxwell realized that
他可以将这些视觉直觉转译为精确的数学语言。
He can translate these visual intuitions into precise mathematical language.
他耗费数年之功
He spent years on it.
最终建立起四个方程。
Finally, four equations were established.
Maxwell 方程组， 将电磁与光统一于同一理论之中。
Maxwell's equations unify electricity and magnetism into a single theory.
麦克斯韦如此评价法拉第。
Maxwell praised Faraday.
他运用其思想的方式，实已表明。
He has already demonstrated his way of thinking.
他在本质上是一位造诣极高的数学家。
He is essentially a highly accomplished mathematician.
未来的数学家或将从他那里获得丰富而富有生机的方法。
Future mathematicians will benefit from his rich and vibrant methods.
一位造诣极高的数学家，法拉第或许无法写出一个方程。
A highly accomplished mathematician, Faraday might not be able to write an equation.
但他以图像进行思考。
But he thinks in images.
其深度之远，竟是如麦克斯韦般的天才。
Its depth is so profound that it is like Maxwell, a genius.
从中洞见潜藏的数学结构。
The mathematical structure hidden in the depths of the cave.
1922年。
In 1922.
爱因斯坦访问剑桥时。
When Einstein visited Cambridge.
主人对他说。
The master said to him.
你之所以成就伟大
The reason you achieve greatness
是因为站在牛顿的肩膀上
Because standing on Newton's shoulders
爱因斯坦回答不我站在麦克斯韦的肩膀上
Einstein replied that he stood on the shoulders of Maxwell
而麦克斯韦则站在法拉第的肩膀上
And Maxwell stood on Faraday's shoulders
那位不通数学之人对现实本质的洞见竟深于曾质疑他的数学家。晚年法拉第的心智开始衰退。
The non-mathematician actually had a deeper insight into the nature of reality than Faraday, who had questioned his mathematics in his later years, and whose mind was beginning to decline.
记忆渐渐消散。
Memories are fading away.
他会忘记方才所言。
He will forget what he said just now.
无法再进行讲座。
Unable to give a lecture.
也无法继续研究。
I can't continue to research.
这个毕生致力于理解自然的人。
This person dedicated to understanding nature.
最终竟无法记起自己的发现。
In the end, I couldn't remember my discovery.
维多利亚女王为她在汉普顿宫提供了一处恩赐宅邸。
Victoria Queen provided a gift residence for herself in Hampton Court Palace.
让他得以安度晚年。
Let him enjoy his old age.
法拉第心怀感激地接受了，他曾被授予骑士爵位。
Lord Faraday, with a grateful heart, accepted the knighthood that had been bestowed upon him.
却予以拒绝。
But it was rejected.
曾两度被邀请担任皇家学会会长，亦一概辞却。
He twice declined invitations to become the president of the Royal Society.
他不求头衔。
He doesn't seek titles.
不慕荣誉。
Not seeking honor.
只求一世。
Just for one lifetime.
理解自然如何运作。
Understand how nature works.
1867年8月25日。
August 25, 1867,
法拉第在汉普顿宫的椅中安然辞世。
Faraday died peacefully in his chair at Hampton Court Palace.
享年75岁。
75 years old.
人们曾提议将他安葬于威斯敏斯特教堂与牛顿为邻。
People have suggested that he be buried in Westminster Abbey next to Newton.
这是英国能够给予科学家的最高荣誉。
This is the highest honor that the British can give to scientists.
他再次拒绝。
He refused again.
最终，他被安葬在海格特公墓，一处朴素的墓穴。
Finally, he was buried in a simple grave in the Hartwood Cemetery.
仅有一方小小的墓碑。
There is only one small tombstone.
没有宏伟的纪念碑。
No grand monuments.
没有华丽的陵寝.
No grand mausoleum.
只有他的名字与生卒年月。
Only his name and birth and death dates.
但请记住这一点。
He should remember this.
他曾是一个挨饿的孩子。
He was once a starving child.
一个几乎未受教育的孩子。
A child who has almost no education.
一个因家境贫寒而以
A family with a poor background.
装订书籍为生的孩子。
A child who makes a living from bookbinding.
而他所看见的是那个时代最伟大的头脑。
And what he saw was the greatest mind of that era.
也未能看见之物。
Things that cannot be seen.
他发明了电动机，发现了电磁感应。
He invented the electric motor and discovered electromagnetic induction. Well,
他提出场的概念。
He proposed the concept of the field.
将物理学从牛顿的超距作用引向爱因斯坦的弯曲时空。
From Newton's giant effect to Einstein's curved space-time.
这一切皆在几乎不依赖数学的情况下完成。
All of this is done with almost no reliance on mathematics.
人们称他为电学之父。
He is called the father of electricity.
此言不虚。
This is true.
爱因斯坦的书房墙上悬挂着三幅肖像，牛顿，物理学的奠基者麦克斯韦，统一电与光之人，以及法拉第，那位铁匠之子。
Einstein's study had three portraits hanging on the wall. Newton, the founder of physics, Maxwell, who unified electricity and light, and Faraday, the son of a blacksmith.
一个不通
A mistake.
数学却洞见自然至深之人。
Mathematics, a discipline that reveals the deepest secrets of nature.
我从未见过他。
I have never seen him.
但我站在他的肩膀上。
But I stood on his shoulders.
麦克斯韦站在他的肩膀上。
Max was standing on his shoulder.
爱因斯坦亦然。
Einstein too.
每当你按下电灯开关。
Every time you press the light switch.
每当你使用任何电力装置。
Whatever you use any electrical appliance.
你都在使用法拉第的发现。
You are using Faraday's discovery.
他改变了世界。
He changed the world.
却从未知晓。
However, he was unaware of.
这一改变将有多深远。
This change will have far-reaching consequences.
而他所做的一切皆始于一个简单的问题。
And everything he did started with a simple question.
这究竟是如何运作的？
How does this work?